91X News.
It's minus 9 and lightly snowing at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland. Parts of southern Ontario are bracing for a winter storm that Environment Canada is forecasting for later on today. A mix of snow and ice pellets is supposed to amount today of 10 to 20 centimeters and a risk of freezing rain early this evening. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says the provinces and federal government should be ashamed if they can't find a way to provide clean drinking water to First Nations communities across Canada. First Nations leaders from Northern Ontario declared a public health emergency last week, asking for a detailed intervention plan to ensure communities have access to safe, clean drinking water. They said a shortage of basic medical supplies and an epidemic of suicides among young people were other reasons for issuing their plea for help. Wynne says she'll be pushing the clean water issue when she meets Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, along with other provincial and territorial leaders in Vancouver tomorrow. Toronto police say a 29-year-old man is the victim of the city's 16th homicide this year. They say they found the man suffering from gunshot wounds last night near the intersection of Dundas and Keele. The man later died in hospital. Police have not yet released the man's name and are continuing to investigate. Someone in Perth County is about to learn a whole new meaning for the home repairs after a house got toppled across a local highway. Provincial police say a transport truck was towing the house trailer along Highway 23 when a sharp gust of wind caused the house to flip over and sprawl across both lanes of the road. The force of the gust also ripped the trailer hitch from the truck. No one was injured in the incident, but police say the house was badly damaged. Over to Quebec, the Quebec government is seeking an injunction against the Energy East pipeline project. Environment Minister David Hertel says he wants the $15.7 billion project to be subject to the province's environmental regulations. Hertel says TransCanada hasn't complied with repeated requests to have the project subject to a deeper environmental probe.
In Quebec, companies know that if they want to develop major projects such as this one, they have to submit to an environmental impact assessment. So, and TransCanada has so far refused to comply.
TransCanada says it is subject only to federal regulation and has therefore not responded to Quebec's request for formal notice. In world news, Bill Gates remains the richest person in the world, according to Forbes magazine's annual guide to the world's richest people released today. The Microsoft founder has a net worth of $75 billion. Second is Spain's Amancio Ortega, followed by American investor Warren Buffett and Mexico's Carlos Slim. Forbes editor Lisa Kroll has a couple of internet invaders that are new additions to the top 10.
Amazon's Jeff Bezos and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg both moved into the top 10 for the first time. Mark Zuckerberg had a better year than anybody else on the planet. He was up $11.2 billion.
This past year, 221 billionaires got knocked off the list, the most since 2009. That's QNET News on 91X to 104 p.m. In sports news, the NHL suspended Boston Bruins forward Zach Rinaldo for 5 games today for delivering an illegal check. Rinaldo was suspended without pay for hitting Tampa Bay Lightning forward Cedric Petit in the head during a 4-1 Boston win Sunday night. Rinaldo received a minor penalty on the play. The NHL said Rinaldo is considered a repeat offender and will forfeit almost $52,000 in salary. Just announced in international sports, male boxers won't be wearing protective headgear at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. The International Boxing Association, known as AIBA, adopted the change for amateur fighters 3 years ago, and the decision was widely considered a formality for the Olympics. The move received official clearance today when the IOC executive board said it was up to the AIBA to apply its own rules and the Olympic body would not interfere. AIBA President Cheng Ku Wu said although fighters are more prone to cuts without the headgears, the change will result in a decrease in concussions. Female fighters will continue to wear the headgear, however. Boxers have worn headgear in every Olympics since the 1984 LA Games. It may not be the real deal, but Major League Baseball games are being played today in Florida and Arizona. Today marks the start of spring training games, with the big league teams facing other big league teams. And in NBA news, Charlotte and Chicago are two of the four teams tied for one of the final two playoff berths in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Tonight, the Bulls are playing the Heat in Miami, while the Hornets are home to the Phoenix. The game between the Heat and Hornets also holds value for Miami, as the Heat starts off the day and first in the Southeast Division by half a game over Atlanta. The Hawks this evening have their hands full as they are facing off against the Warriors in Oakland. On their own court, the Warriors have stayed unbeaten in 24 games. The two teams currently holding down the final two playoff spots in the West are Portland and Dallas. Tonight, the Blazers are in New York, facing the Knicks, while the Mavericks are home to Orlando. And in the final game of the night, the Lakers are hosting the Nets. Send us your team league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, with a storm watch in effect, Environment Canada says the total snowfall amounts near 25 centimeters are likely by tomorrow morning. Strong winds are also expected to produce blowing snow, and visibility is expected to be reduced to zero at times. Snow at times this evening, heavily mixed with freezing rain and ice pellets. Currently, wind becoming northeast, 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40 this afternoon, with a high of minus 6. Right now, at 107, it's minus 9, but feeling like minus 16. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland. News on 91X is next at 2.